Welcome to the Easy to Swallow podcast, where we take hard to swallow topics and break them down into digestible bits so the truth goes down smoothly. Yeah.
Have you seen this new thing? People are tanning their assholes.
Do you put your face down and your ass up?
People are getting naked, go in the middle of the wilderness. They're doing this and then just, I mean, I don't know if you want to explain what I'm trying to do right now.
Do you put a crystal up your ass?
No. You basically have the sun hit your asshole, and apparently this is this new thing. I'm not joking.
I saw a meme about that, but I thought that was a joke.
No.
People are legitimately basking their ass.
Apparently, if the sun hits your asshole directly, should we call it? I don't want to call it asshole.
Anus.
Black anus, like Angus. By the way, not like. Yeah. I realized it could have. We're talking about body parts, so people might think I'm talking about a person. I was doing a reference to Black Angus. I used to love that restaurant. Okay.
I don't think I've been to the Black Angus.
Anus?
But now I'm thinking of sun. Anus, so this is not...
This is going to be a great search. I just about to Google anus sunbathing. Are you getting ready for this? Oh, it's called perineum sunning. I told you this is a thing. Doctors warn against butthole tanning.
Stop.
Perineum sunning. That's the term. Oh. I think that's your perineum. So, perineum sunning is a thing now. Here's why doctors definitely don't want you to do it. From sitting over a pot of boiling water to steam the vagina to sticking jade eggs you know where, wellness trends involving the genitals don't seem to want to die. Now there's another one to add to the list. Perineum sunning. Yes, you heard that right. In recent months, the new self-care method, aka butthole sunning, has started to gain momentum, mostly thanks to a few social media influencers whose photos and videos have gone viral.
Okay, first of all, can I stop right there? What are the social media influencers showing? Like, are they demonstrating this? Because I thought there was rules about...
There you go. Three dudes walking naked to a bunch of teepees.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
Mary, can you describe how he looks? How would you describe him?
Like most people in LA. He's got a man bun. He's unshaven. He looks like a total fucking hipster. And you literally see these men on rocks laying down.
That's like, what's a woman?
Completely fucking naked. That's a woman. Yeah, I can't tell anymore.
Meta.
What is non-binary? And then there's.
I mean, she's
in
good shape.
Happy baby position. If you don't know what that is.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, and in yoga, that's a happy baby position where you lay down on your back, have your legs dangle up in the air, and you hold your feet with your hands.
I could tell you what this girl
are fully exposed.
I could tell you what this girl thinks it does for you.
What does it do?
According to Megan, the benefits of perineum sunning are extensive. She says it, quotes, strengthens the organs, sustains health and longevity, right?
Yeah.
Aids in a healthy libido and balanced sexual energy and can promote better sleep. I mean, I kind of want to just do this now.
But this is according to Megan, who we don't know who Megan is.
Oh, she has a pretty dope body.
Megan is an influencer with a dope body. Let's see, diving deep into Megan.
I mean, she looks like a... Oh, my God.
Why do they all look the same?
Why do they all have man buns? Why? Her husband or boyfriend.
And they're... Wow.
Who took the picture?
I know. Probably the other person who was tanning their anus.
I mean, they look happy.
I mean, I'm happy when I'm naked, too, but I don't know that I would
This is like your typical yogi girl.
My anus out in the wilderness.
This girl's naked a lot. She's only wearing a leaf in this picture.
Yeah, so this is why I'm scared for you to do psychedelics, because I think you will end up like this.
Come on, Mary.
Like, you're just gonna walk around with a leaf and you're gonna refuse to wear clothing.
See, they're naked.
You're
again
talk differently.
There they are again,
but they feel more whole with the world.
Why is her asshole glowing? Is that a filter?
That's a filter. The sun has penetrated her asshole so deep it's now glowing.
You want to go Perineum Sunny with me sometime?
Yeah, that's a hard no.
Oh, she put a watermelon there.
Watermelon on her vagina. What is that?
She does shave down there, though.
I don't know, because the watermelon's blocking her.
You could
kind of,
I mean, you could tell right here it would be a little thicker if she didn't.
Yeah, these are some great
photos.
It's
crazy how all her main body parts sparkle.
They do. This called a filter.
And there she is just showing. Oh, she's walking around naked. Where are they? This is in Oregon, in Portland.
Are you surprised? Like,
we're like, why is there no one around? There's someone in the boat right there. She's just staying around naked.
We're going back to our roots, Josh.
Okay, so listen, I do believe that there is a health aspect of being naked in the sun. But that just has to do with the vitamin D and everything, right? But
yeah.
I did hear that if you walk around like a whole day barefoot, like in a forest or something, it actually really helps you for some reason. I don't know why. The toxins get released, and I don't know if that's true. I don't know about specifically tanning my asshole.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to receive any extra benefits from particularly tanning your asshole like that. But there's definitely benefits in stepping outside your house. And that's one thing I notice with working from home now is, like, sometimes I get so sucked up in my work that I forget to go outside during the weekday.
Yeah,
and so sometimes I'll stay in my place for like 4 days at a time and not move from my place. And I notice when I do that, I end up starting to like become different. Like I end up being a little bit more like sad. And then as soon as I go outside and see sunlight, I'm like, oh, like I'm a new person again.
Which, by the way, this was taken in June. So this is like I think this was the super spreader event of multiple things.
The anus event.
Do you want to describe what we're looking at right now? It's the same girl's IG.
It's basically just a bunch of asses, naked women touching each other.
And they're wearing flower
crowns.
Yeah, flower crowns.
It kind of looks like Midsommar. Have you seen Midsommar?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, you need to watch it, Josh. That's what I was for Halloween last year. You need to watch that movie. It will make sense.
Good-looking girl. You could just tell she's a hippie.
Yeah, like, everyone's a hippie now. That's the new thing.
There she is. There it is.
So, we're just going back. Like, you know what? When you say, like, remember when you asked me, when would I go back in time? It's like, you don't even need to go back in time. This looks like something you would see in the 70s.
That's true.
Like back in the day. You know, I don't see a difference. It's just different types of drugs, but still kind of like the same premise.
If anything, the drugs are better now.
They're more developed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, this is a thing.
History repeats itself. There it is.
I'm surprised you didn't hear of this.
No, I saw it, and I thought it was a joke, though. Like, I didn't know it was a widespread
thing. This is a thing. Perineum sunning. I think so. What perineum is, the super thin area of skin and tissue between your vagina, or men, the penis, and the anus. So, taint. Why don't they just say taint?
Because it doesn't sound as nice, I guess.
Is the taint, like, really thin skin? I didn't know that.
It's the perineum sounds more exciting.
I like saying taint.
What's easier? It rolls off the tongue.
You want to ASMR it?
What would you like me to ASMR out of
taint
that?
And perineum sunning?
What, like, you just want me to say that?
It's do your thing.
You want me to ASMR right now?
People haven't heard your ASMR.
I ASMR'd a little bit earlier.
When? Not when we're recording.
Whispering.
Not while recording.
Okay. Taint sunning, everyone. Tan your taint.
Good job. Thank you.
Tainted.
Tainted love.
That song stuck in my head now.
As a dermatologist, I cannot recommend any sun exposure without sun and protection.
So
these are areas
sunscreen.
These areas, just like other areas of the body, do need sun protection, and clothing tends to provide that. David E. Bank, founder of Mount Kisco's the Center for Dermatology and Perineum Sunning. No, I'm just kidding.
See what I mean, though? It sounds so fucking professional when you say that.
It's actually dangerous, he explains. This skin is particularly sensitive. Over time, it can result in an increased risk of skin cancer. He points out that there's no specific or scientific evidence to support this behavior. and it can be attained the same – or the same type of benefits can be attained through relaxing, meditation, and mindfulness.
Can we talk about something? This just reminded me of it. You know how everyone is like, trust the experts. The experts, the scientists said this.
Hey, Fauci back then said no mask.
No, so. I know, but this is what it reminded me of, and that's what I was going to equate it to, is like COVID-19, it's all been about trust the experts this, the experts that, even though the experts changed their minds 20 million times throughout this ordeal. And then you have something like this where you tan your anus. The experts are like, no, don't do it. Just get...
And it becomes viral.
And but now everyone wants to not trust the experts and is tanning their...
I personally want to just do it. Just to do it now.
I think you should go to Columbia, lay out on the side of the street.
Oh, I'm going to have my own boat.
Put yourself in a happy baby situation and let the sun take you.
No, I'm going to do this with you in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We're going to do it in Joshua Tree while doing some LSD.
I'm going to say no.
We're both become hard hippies. No. This will become easy to swallow too.
Hard no.
Hippie too.
I love my brain. And actually, we were talking about this. I'm not going to expose names. I have a mutual friend with somebody. And this person used to be normal. And...
Started doing LSD or psychedelics?
Just all these psychedelics. And now just sounds absolutely fucking insane.
You really think that's gonna happen to me?
And this person went from this beautiful girl to, like, last time we saw her, she had like dreads, smelled like she was homeless, and was just talking about like peace and love and just like all this stuff. And it was just so weird seeing.
Can I look this person up? I'm curious. Is there pictures of her pre?
I'll show you after.
Okay.
Because
do I know her?
It's videos. I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's just seeing people over time. That's like the real study right there. That's the real fucking science. Watch your friends who are doing these drugs. Okay. See how they start. Take a picture or a video or something to remember them by. Check in a year later. See how they're still fucking doing. And
honestly, I just want to do it once.
It's crazy.
Just once. That's
it. No, I'm not knocking it. I think some people, they're totally fine, right? But I think what happens is some people get so into it that it becomes their full lifestyle. And then they just become totally different. And the biggest reason why I haven't wanted to do any hardcore drugs... Or, you know, people swear that, you know, psychedelics are not hardcore and that everyone should do them once in their lifetime. But my thing is, like, I love my brain so much that if you told me that by experimenting even just one time and something went wrong, I don't want it. Because I can't imagine not waking up being in my state of mind that I am in right now.
I'm going to do another Google search. And by the way, if you guys could send us emails or something about what your drug of choice is.
Yeah, or if you want to
hey,
come
do a poll.
Talk.
Can you do a poll on this on our story?
Yeah, what would you like me to do?
Just do a poll saying what's your drug of choice, and it'll be a question they have to fill in, and then we could talk
that.
About that. What's the best drug to try?
That's very vague. Interesting.
Oh, went straight to diabetes medication. Wow, we are an unhealthy country.
That's the best drug, diabetes.
What are the safest recreational drugs? Okay, before I click on this, what do you think it is? Just without, obviously, I think marijuana.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, shrooms? Especially since it's legal. Yeah, a lot of people say that. I know a lot of people are doing ayahuasca.
Shrooms are number one. Weed's number two.
Yeah, I know.
LSD's number three.
Yeah, it's all psychedelics.
Four is your favorite one.
What? Coke?
Yep. Five is methamphetamine. Oh, no. Amphetamine, not methamphetamine.
Oh, I was like, definitely not.
No, I studied meth addicts in grad school. I was like,
yeah.
Number six, MDMA, which is basically another, like, Molly. Seven, alcohol. What? I don't consider alcohol a drug.
It is a drug, though.
I know. Yeah, it is. It's a depressant. Eight, synthetic cannabis. I don't even know what that is.
Synthetic cannabis?
It says synthetic cannabis. So fake weed. Nine, methamphetamine, which that's bullshit. Methamphetamine shouldn't be in the top 10 of anything. It's the worst drug by far.
Yeah.
By far, it's the worst drug. So yeah. So shrooms won the battle. So maybe I should try shrooms rather than LSD. Would you do shrooms with me?
No.
Damn it, you won't do any psychedelics?
I'm so, like, set on this. Oh, I'm going to die pure.
You're one of the very few people I'd want to do this with.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'll sit there and watch you. I'll have
it's
wine.
It's not the same. You know it's not the same.
Can I have wine? I'll just sit there.
You'll be drunk on wine?
And have, like, I'll have, like, jazz music playing in the background while you're shrooming.
Should this be an episode?
I'm going to have, yes. I'm going to drink my wine, and we can record you on shrooms for the first time.
Should this be an episode? For real.
Hard yes.
Where are we going to do this at?
Should we get a moderator, though? Like someone who's done it before? So
like
that
Kristen Welker from CNN or whatever. She did pretty good.
Yes. Hey, so Josh Barrow is going to do shrooms for the first time. Can you please moderate?
She goes from the final presidential debate to my first shroom experience.
And we get everyone to like record. We get professionals to record it.
Where should we do this at? For real.
I don't know. Maybe we can. Maybe people. I know people who do this that will give me advice.
Where though?
You want to do this?
So I think shrooms is a lot easier than LSD. LSD is like an 8-hour thing. Apparently, I don't know how long shrooms are. Here we go again.
Well, I think it also depends on how much you take.
Fucking DEA.
That's why I need a moderator because I can't tell you anything about dosage or anything like that. So. This is not my area of expertise. Call Joe Rogan.
How long does shroom high last? Well, that's bad grammar, but I'll do the search. 3 to 6 hours. So it's basically LSD is like 8 hours, people say. It's at least 8 hours. So this is like 3 to 6. But if you take a small dose, it'll be less. So I'm yeah. cool with that.
I know the environment's very important, though.
We have to,
from everyone.
You're going to be drunk on wine, and I'm going to be on shrooms.
Yeah, or I could get whiskey, one of the two.
Are we doing this?
Josh, it's up to you. I could do wine all day.
I don't know if I can do shrooms all day.
Well, not all day, but I'm saying, like, if you want to do this, we can do this.
Obviously, we both haven't done drugs. I'm not going to consider weed a drug for the sake of this argument. So everyone, like, it's okay. We both have never done drugs. We haven't done anything.
Yeah.
So.
Do you want me to get somebody? That will do.
I want
you
to do shrooms with
no,
me.
No, I know, but it's not going to happen. So, I feel like we need to pair this with somebody else so you don't feel alone. Because, you know,
I'm not
going
to feel alone. No, if it's with you, you have to be with someone you're comfortable with.
Yes, but also, if they'd
be tripping with you,
level, you might find it weird once you're actually on it that I'm just drinking my wine.
But I wonder if it'll give me a bad trip if you're asking me questions about what I'm going through.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like we need a moderator. We need a third party.
Stop saying a moderator like it's a debate.
A shroom moderator.
Shroomerator.
Shroomerator.
Okay, can someone.
If you're listening to Easy to Swallow right now and you want to be the shroomerator, please.
I'm actually about to make a new email called shroominator@gmail.com because I think it just sounds
and
cool.
And then, like, have all these applications pour in. We're going to interview you to be the shroominator to make sure you're a great fit for this.
It sounds like Shermanator from American Pie. Remember him?
No.
You never seen American Pie?
I have. I just don't remember.
The nerdy movie. Kid that always, his name was Sherman, but he used the line that he was the Shermanator, sent to the world to make one lucky girl happy.
You did that very well, but
I love that movie.
Remember. It's been years. It's been centuries.
You don't know the Shermanator, man? People are getting mad at you again.
Oh, God. Great.
Now you have to watch the Mighty Ducks again.
I don't care to please people, Josh. I don't know if you got that.
Honestly, not. You want me to do shrooms with me.
I know. I'm an awful friend.
Him.
At least I watched the Mighty Ducks for you.
Thank you. No, I do appreciate that. This guy. Remember him?
Oh, I remember his face, yeah.
The Shermanator.
I remember that being his title.
At least he looks more like a regular person now. He kind of looks like a lumberjack. But
yeah, well,
he doesn't look like, I mean, he looked like a total, oh my God, is that him now? Is he gay?
I don't know. I don't follow up on this man's life.
I don't know his name. Okay. Oh, whoa. That's not him.
That's definitely not him.
Now he's a sophisticated real estate robot and he's ready to change the future from one lucky home buyer. So that was his line in the movie. He's a futuristic robot, sex robot, sent to the future to change the world for one lucky woman. So they're just mocking what his line was. He's a waiter in an LA restaurant, Sushi Roku.
What?
Did you ever go Sushi Roku in LA?
No.
In the process of his career, following his acting success, he went to become a waiter at Sushi Roku. Then in 2016, he was spotted. Yeah, this was just a few years ago. He was the server at Sushi Roku. That's got to suck in a sense, not because of the job. I'm sure he actually made good money in that job, to be honest. But to be recognized, he must have got recognized like crazy. And you know people brought it up, and he probably got shit for it. So that's what makes me feel bad about it.
Yeah, because, like, see, for me, it clearly didn't make an impact. But for someone like you, you'd probably recognize him and be like, wait, what are you doing here?
Look at how they look now. I mean, that's Tara Reid.
They look the same to me.
Oh, my God, no. He looks completely different.
But Jason Biggs looks the same.
He looks the same. She kind of looks the same.
Allison, what's
her name? That's the, he looks a little different, but I mean... Stifler guy, what's his real name? Ugh.
I feel like they look pretty similar.
She looks nothing alike. Tara Reid used to be so much hotter. I don't know, did she get...
Well, I mean, come on now, like age, yeah, but I would still recognize that's Tara Reid.
I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not saying she looks ugly because she's older. I'm just saying that she looks different.
She's actually been in a lot of Vegas movies, like very like low production.
Yeah, but you know what the best Vegas movie of all time is?
What?
Showgirls.
Showgirls, like the one on the strip.
Oh my God, you've never seen the movie Showgirls?
I don't think so.
Did you watch Saved by the Bell?
No.
Oh my God, Mary, the listeners are gonna go nuts right now.
I don't care.
Saved by the Bell.
No, I.
You don't know who Zach Morris is.
I never watched that show.
Oh my God, no! This is worse than Mighty Ducks. Is immensely worse than the Mighty Ducks. Everyone our age watched Saved by the Bell.
I heard of it. I just never fucking wanted to get saved by the stupid fucking bell.
Yeah, you did.
Saved. Wasn't that like? Wait, am I thinking of the wrong thing?
They're all in high school. Zach Morris is like the popular kid. Screech is the nerdy kid, but they're best friends. You know who Mario Lopez is?
Yeah.
He's Saved by the Bell. He was A.C. Slater. He was like the jock, like wrestler guy.
That sounds awful. Why would I want to watch
this? Oh my God, this is the best show ever. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm reading the fucking thing. Like, this sounds so stupid. Lovable Zach Morris leads his pals on adventures at California's Bayside High School. The friends navigate relationships, final exams, school dances, breakups, and more, while frequently frustrating their principal, Mr. Richard Belding, who does his best to keep them in check.
And he lives here in Las Vegas.
The Bayside gang is rounded out by cheerleader Kelly,
like Kapowski,
Doc Slater, feminist Jesse, fashion expert Lisa, and nerd Screech. And although the teens' jealousy and rivalry sometimes gets the best of them, at the end of the day, their friendship overcomes all. Wow.
So listen,
how have I missed out?
First of all,
how
that's
have
Kelly.
I missed out?
That's Kelly. That was everyone's first crush.
Okay, well, okay, Zach, I wasn't crushing.
There's Mario Lopez. Look at him.
I'm not attracted to him.
Which, by the way, he has not aged. Speaking of that, he has not aged.
Yeah, true. But, like, little teenage Mary wouldn't have been like, ooh.
Okay, so listen. Jesse, right there. Jesse, one of the main characters on the show.
Yes, I'm looking.
Which you won't get this, but people listening will get this. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. That's, like, the most popular line from the show. I can't explain to you what that's from. But it has to do with drugs because she got addicted to caffeine pills, and that's where that line came from. So that's all I'm gonna show you a clip later on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the most famous line from the show. So anyways, in the show, she is like valedictorian. So look at her, like goody two shoes, right?
Okay.
Let me explain this.
When I was 3 years old, by the way.
How old are you?
30.
We're not that far off.
But. It ended in 1993. I was in Bulgaria.
Okay, this makes more sense. I'm sorry. Okay, but listen.
I was 3 years old.
Let me explain to you why this show is so crazy.
Stop attacking me, Josh.
So, hashtag me too. Listen, so Jesse's right there, okay? So the thing with Jesse, she was the goody two-shoes on the show. Like, valedictorian type. Mm-hmm. Everyone liked her. She never did anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
That actress... went on to do this movie afterwards. It's called Showgirls. It's about a girl who has like a pretty dark past, but she just wants to get away. She goes to Vegas in the early 90s when, you know, that's when Vegas is booming.
Okay. And that's when I was three.
And she becomes a showgirl. The thing about this movie, I mean, you can see how she's dressed. You see her completely naked. I mean, you see everything, okay? She's dancing naked, and she's like a, you know, crazy party showgirl. And it was such a big deal at the time because this was shortly after Saved by the Bell ended. So she went 0 to 100 real quick. Like, she went from everyone knew her as Goody Two Shoes.
What's her name?
Her real name's Elizabeth Hurley. Or no, Elizabeth. Crap. Elizabeth Berkley. Elizabeth Hurley's someone else.
I was like,
Yeah, so Elizabeth Berkley. So that's her now. See, I mean, she's still pretty rocking. The thing is, this movie destroyed her career because, I mean, she. It is. We need to watch this movie. I mean, this is so. This is old school Vegas. There's a part in the movie where she you know, she starts making money because she's a showgirl, right? Mm-hmm. She gets on, like, but not like a stripper, even though she was stripping in the movie.
Yeah.
She gets on, like, a, you know, one of the shows, like, on the strip, and it's one of those topless review shows, like one of those. But here's the thing, is that her career got ruined because everyone saw her as Miss Goody Two Shoes, and then all of a sudden she was, like, so crazy it's moving, and you see her naked all of a sudden, and you're like, what the hell happened? It was just too much of a – there was no transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it ruined her career for a long time. She said she couldn't do anything. So
I think now it's the opposite. It's interesting how, like, times have shifted for women. Kim Kardashian. Even just in, like, the past 30 years. It's not even just her. It's just, like, now it's, like, woman empowerment is, like, show everything. Like, show your tits, show your ass, show your badge. The more you show, the better. Woman empowerment, blah, blah, blah. So it's, like – it's interesting to see, like, how much society has changed in under 30 years. Because back then, even though this was the 90s, like, people were more modest. It wasn't as okay for a woman to just like, put themselves on display like that. And I think that's why she had a rough time. Had she done this, like, in the current time that we live in, no one would say anything.
No, I think the thing is everyone had a perception of her as the valedictorian goody girl from a show that was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the picture that's on, like, that she went to a stripper, and everyone's like, holy shit. Like, it was just so – it was like, if you haven't seen me for, like, a month and all of a sudden I'm a hippie, you'd be like, what the fuck happened?
Well, no, I think this happens to women a lot, though. So because people can't – no one can imagine a woman that's insanely intelligent and really sexy – and own both of those two things, right?
She still looks really good.
No, but I still think, yeah, she does. But I still think society can't accept that fully. Because as a woman, if you look at a really attractive woman, you know, like a 10 or close to a 10.
Like a Mary Nikolova.
Yes. So, hard yes. So then if you then realize that this woman actually has a brain, a personality, is funny, has more to contribute than just her looks and body, that's still hard for a lot of people to accept, don't you think?
Well, I think in her case...
They don't know how to wrap their minds
around. I think in her case it was a little different because she was like... She was very conservative on that show and then did a movie that was very liberal. it was just so crazy. Like, we have to watch this movie. I mean, it is so ridiculous. It was considered one of the worst movies ever made. And then all of a sudden it became like a cult classic and everyone loves it now. I think it's a great movie. But also you get to see old school Vegas. It's pretty cool.
But also it's because times have changed. It's kind of like when artists die, they become famous and everyone wants to buy their work, even though they were poor as hell when they were actually making their art in real time. I think the same thing happens. Sometimes trends catch on later. So maybe with this podcast, when we die, it's just going to, like,
take Edgar, off. Like Edgar Allan Poe status.
Yeah, we're going to become basically little baby Joe Rogans. So, yeah, there you go. So maybe if Corona hits hard, our legacy can live on through this podcast.
Yeah, it'll be like the last copy of the Bible left, basically.
Yeah, I definitely always think that we sound like,
and it'll be a new Mary leading us to a new generation. See what I did there?
Yes.
Another guy whose name starts with J. Look at all these parallels.
Wow.
Oh, my God. We don't have to go back to the future.
Yeah.
Back in time. Sorry, that's like my favorite movie. Yeah. That is my favorite movie.
I have watched it. So
you like Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's chill.
It's chill?
I wouldn't.
It's chill?
Yeah, it's chill.
It's chill, bro.
It's cool.
What? Wow, you're so L.A. now. You said that just like a surfer.
I am. I've been working on
this. Sure you don't do shrooms?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm actually pretty excited about this. We're going to I'm going to do shrooms. You're going to do wine.
we're going to listen to jazz. And, oh, we should have a charcuterie board.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know. I just want it to become... be super fucking weird. I wanted to feel like...
I'm nervous.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to bring out nice cheeses. I don't know. Can anyone tell me what...
Yeah, that's what I need while I'm tripping for the first time is nice cheeses and crackers to fucking calm me down. What the fuck?
I'm going to have a nice spread for you, Josh. I'm okay, have and some jams in all and some
seriousness.
Figs.
In all seriousness, like yeah. I hope people listening, if you are experienced with this stuff, please I'm serious, please email us or send us a message on Instagram because we need some guidance because we truly do not know what the hell we're doing.
Definitely need guidance. Let me know if a charcuterie is like a good idea.
My God, if this is actually a thing and I don't know it, I'm going to be so pissed off.
No, it's definitely
not. No one. Charcuterie and shrooms, get them while they last.
But we can make it a thing.
Like, aren't there like charcuterie parties? Like people have like charcuterie board parties?
Yeah, usually when they're drinking wine, not when they're shrooming.
So why don't we change the...
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I like to pair things that don't go together.
I mean, wine's meant
shrooms
to be paired.
And charcuterie. Like,
so what wine goes best with shrooms? I'm Googling this.
Wait, but I'm not going to be doing wine with shrooms.
No, but so we have to make this a thing. We're going to make shroom and wine parties, shrine parties, a thing.
Shrine parties.
What? Goes...
Shwine parties?
Shwine? Oh, shit. That's like a pig, isn't it?
No, that's swine. Like swine flu.
I really meant that, too.
Shwine.
What goes best with shrooms?
People are gonna think you're talking about like just mushrooms.
Mushroom soup, god dang it.
Mushroom soup and psychedelics.
Mushrooms go well with vegetables, asparagus.
Wow. Okay, I'll make sure to bust out the asparagus as you go on your psychedelic trip.
10 best mushroom recipes.
Sorry, you're not gonna find anything on the internet, so we need legitimate help. That's
here it is. What to eat while tripping? What to eat while tripping?
Oh, okay.
I made that up because that's not gonna come up.
Okay. So maybe we need to write an article because clearly the internet is not well prepared for this.
Okay, I'm begging whoever's listening to give us some guidance on this. Like, mm-hmm. If you had shrooms, what did you eat before it? Did you have a nice steak? Did you have McDonald's? Did you have swine? Swine.
Swine.
Did you eat swine flu, apparently? We just need to know. Give us some guidance. But we're going to start a theme with wine, shrooms, and charcuterie boards as parties. Welcome to 2020.
That's all we really got out of this year. Nothing else. No other revelations were made. And we still are not quite sure if that is a revelation.
Where are we going to do this at? I want to do this somewhere majestic.
It needs to be somewhere majestic, I heard. It can't just be like a boring place. Like,
can we go like
I know
Big
some
Bear?
People have like
let's go Big
LED
Bear.
Lights and
all I heard a forest.
Things.
Like, we need to go a desert or
we
forest.
We need to go to a forest. Okay.
Big Bear.
So I need somebody to like contain you in case like you go deep into the forest and
no.
I can't pull you
I'll
out.
I'll turn on my – I'll location share with you before we start.
Okay, but we need a shroomerator. Seriously.
We'll be like a really –
I need someone
a really
to moderate
we'll be like a really untrustworthy cuddle couple.
I need
and
you
I'm going to constantly have my location tracking on.
No. Okay, we're going to microchip you. We'll call Bill Gates. Another thing that we can do, we'll hit up Bill Gates. Yo, Billy, what's up, baby? How are your chips going?
He's too busy vaccinating people in India.
You know those little children that are, no, okay. No, I swear I'm not talking about
Wayfair, presented by Mary.
I'm not going there. No, you know how the parents have their children on leashes? They have these little backpacks.
Yeah, my parents did that to me at Disneyland back in the day. It was on our wrist.
And they put their children on a leash. Like, that was before microchips.
We don't need that. Listen, here's the plan.
So I give you a little backpack, like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
and
freaking Hello Kitty.
I have a leash on you, and I can control you through the leash. And
okay, listen,
start
listen.
Going deep into the
here's
forest,
the plan.
I can pull you out.
Do you snowboard?
No, dude.
You don't. You said it like you do.
I know.
Nah, dude.
Nah, dude.
I surf and, you know, I catch the swell with my bras and then I go to the valley and smoke some weed and then maybe do some cocaine. Yeah.
You literally sound like everyone in California.
Gnarly.
Visit California. Not sponsored.
Okay. So, okay. Here's the thing. We could go there, like, during, like, in the next few months, like, during winter time, because I want to go snowboarding in Big Bear. I'll teach you how to snowboard. Want me to teach you how to snowboard? Not bad.
When people say this shit. It terrifies me. I think I
so
always,
easy.
Like I
Trust
feel
me.
Like I feel like skiing would be more up my alley.
I just I can't teach you though. You have to get an instructor for that.
Because I like that there's sticks involved where I can like stick it inside the snow if I start to feel myself slipping, and then I have what? Two legs. Because like in a snowboard, your legs are fucking contained to one stupid board.
I mean, I've never skied, so I can't tell.
Have arm? I mean, your arms. Yeah, I don't have like a pick to like stop myself. So I'm relying on my two legs that are strapped. I'm contained. How the fuck do you snowboard?
I thought you liked structure.
I don't want this board to own me like a bitch. Like
I
to move myself.
I thought the same thing until I snowboarded, and then I actually really liked it. Because you have a big piece of board as opposed to two tiny boards.
Yeah, but then if you fall down a hill.
Everyone falls.
Die.
Die.
Yeah.
I've fallen literally at least 200 times,
How
and
you
I'm
let
right
yourself
here.
Go down a hill.
You don't just keep falling down and dying.
And then coming back to life.
Listen, here's the plan. This would be a good trip. We could take my new car. My car's perfect for like snow driving and shit.
Snow driving.
And it's an all-wheel drive SUV.
We're gonna go snow driving.
It has a
everyone.
Snow mode. It has a snow mode. Literally, I could change it to snow. I don't know what it means, but it snows.
We'll figure out what that means.
There you snow. So listen, we're gonna go on a trip to Big Bear. I'm gonna teach you how to snowboard. And then we're gonna do our wine, charcuterie, and shroom experience in a cabin. You can't get more peaceful than a cabin.
Though.
A shroominator?
The shroominator.
I don't understand what that is. I thought this was a joke. You're serious.
Yeah, because if something...
It needs to be someone we both trust.
Need some, but I know, that's what I'm saying, but I'm. If something doesn't go
Danielle?
Right, does she know?
No, I mean, do you want her to be the shroominator?
But does she understand? I'm saying I want someone who's experienced.
Am I doing this alone still, or is the shroominator going with me on this shroom journey? Shroomery.
They can go with you, but they would be the ones to tell you, like, this is normal. What you're experiencing is normal. Like, they'll basically be your doctor for, like, to guide you through your trip. Whereas, like, I feel
I don't
like,
want to be guided.
I would be like, here, Josh, here's a piece of cheese. I don't know how to help you out of this bad trip.
You sound like a really bad pedophile. Here's some cheese. Come get your cheese.
I mean, I don't know what else to offer, like, or what you offer when someone's on a bad trip. I feel like I'd want to be, like...
Can you drink while on a trip?
Can you?
Can I drink wine while tripping?
I think you can.
Is that magnifying it?
I've heard that it's best to do it alone. Like, if you're going to do it, especially for the first time, from what people have told me, you shouldn't mix it with other things because they're going to make you feel different.
Got it. Okay.
It's like...
So, I'm going to do shroom and cheese only. Sounds like a burger I've had at my old job.
A shroom cheeseburger.
Well, it was a portobello burger, but it had cheese in it.
Except this one's going to make you feel a little bit different.
Oh, it already makes you puke, too. I don't want that.
Well, there's different side effects for people. I don't think everyone pukes on it.
I don't want to puke. I hate puking.
Yeah, me too. It's not my favorite. I never wake up like, oh, today's a lovely day to fucking vomit my brains out.
Okay, we're going to go snowboarding. I'm going to teach you how to snowboard. You're going to teach me how to trip.
The person who has never tripped will teach you how to trip.
You're going
to
keep me calm. You're going to document this like a journalist.
Oh, okay. Okay, I could do that.
It's like a shroom review, like an interview with shrooms.
I can do that.
Inter-shroom?
No. Do you want videos? Do you want this on video?
Oh, I don't know. I might run for office one day. I don't know if I want that.
Well, no, then it will make you more woke. People are actually going
to
vote for you.
Which I think I need to run for governor of Nevada.
I would love that. I would vote.
A lot of people have been telling me that lately.
Yeah, you should do it. This will be your revelation.
Oh, God. I really thought that was Joe Biden for a second. It was Jim Carrey looking like Joe Biden. It's pretty funny. She's happy to not pay interest until 2022.
That's a great thing.
Sorry, just so you guys know, we're looking at ads that just started popping up on my computer.
Yeah, we love ads. Ads are great.
Okay. You think we should wrap this up? I mean, we have our plan.
Yeah, we have our...
I mean, this one wasn't planned, so this is like... How long have we gone? Hour and a half.
Wow. No other man lasts this long.
They don't call me Stamina Stan for nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
and
means.
This is why Josh has retired from dating
everyone. I don't know what I just said.
Stamina Stan.
Who? No one's ever said that in history.
I don't know. Maybe someone has.
I don't think so.
Probably.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I'm
going to Google
it. Not out loud, at least.
Okay, this is how we're going to end the episode, to see if Stamina Stan is a thing or not.
Is it?
I just made up a new term.
Wow.
So if you consider yourself a Stamina Stan, and hit up Mary.
Oh. Actually, yeah.
Actually, I mean...
Yeah, if you can last more than 1 minute.
Jesus, that's your threshold. That's a low bar.
So if you can last an hour and a half, yeah, hit me up.
A girl does not want to get fucked for an hour and a half. An hour and a half? You would get sick of it.
Josh, no.
How many times? I've done it, by the way, so don't wait. First of all, I've gone pretty much a whole day with one girl.
No. Trust me.
I mean, it wasn't consistent.
Trust me when I say woman... Are women like long relationships and long endurance?
They like orgasms, not long sex. There's a difference.
Orgasms.
There's a way for an orgasm to be 10 minutes long for a woman. You know this, right?
An hour and a half. Huh?
An orgasm could go for a woman like 10 minutes long. It's called a butterfly something. Venus butterfly?
I don't know anyone who's had a 10-minute orgasm. That is so fucking rare.
One of my exes... It just we matched really well physically.
Still,
no. She went. She came for at least 3 minutes one time straight. I know for sure this happened because I mean I thought I killed her.
Josh,
that's really why.
First of all, let's talk about this.
So 3 minutes is like just imagine having an orgasm for 3 minutes. Like that's longer than you think.
Josh, you realize that the number like it was something like 70% of women. Do not have an orgasm unless their clitoris is stimulated. And
okay.
So everyone forgets about the clit. So what I'm saying is for a
it's
woman.
It's hard for a woman to come during sex.
No, I know. But so what I'm saying is for a woman to have an orgasm for 10 consecutive minutes, like that is practically unheard of.
Okay, so
that
here's the thing.
So rare. That's like a special condition.
No, it's called Venus butterfly.
That I would love to have.
So listen.
But that doesn't happen.
No. Okay. So here's the thing.
And trust me when I say that me and my girlfriends talk about sex all the time. So.
So okay. So listen.
We exchange notes.
And this one ex of mine, she just really loved when I went down on her. It was like she was like addicted mm-hmm. to it. Okay. I've never had a girl like this with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. It just we just. I knew how to hit her spots, okay? So I told her about this. Mm. And so when I the first time I did it to her, she said no one's ever made her come before, okay? So I was the first guy to make her come. Mm-hmm. And she was 26 at the time.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay? It makes me so sad when I hear stuff.
Well,
like
I was only the third guy she's been with.
I know, but
this is a gorgeous girl,
matter.
By the way. Gorgeous girl.
I know.
Gorgeous but girl, but she so okay, so she looked just like Carmen Electra. That's a good way to describe her.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when she told me that, being the good boyfriend that I am, and I mean this, I was like, I started researching this. I was like, how can I do this at a crazy level? Like, I want to get even better at this, okay? Mm-hmm. So I looked up this, I think it's called Venus Butterfly. The Venus Butterfly is a term for various sexual techniques, one of which being the subject of the 1998 book, The 1 Hour Orgasm. Mm-hmm. So apparently you could do this for 1 hour. So me and her, actually, I read up on this. I told her about it, and there's a technique you have to do. So, like, if we were together trying to do this, we would have to talk it out. We don't just do it. We actually mm-hmm. have to plan for it, mm-hmm. not like free ball like we did
right,
this episode.
And a lot of people don't talk before
yeah,
they have sex.
Yeah. So basically, I would tell you what's going to happen, and then you have to tell me what's going to happen with your body. Like, if you're mm-hmm. about to orgasm, mm-hmm. I have to stop. And we have to do this multiple times, and it builds up. Mm-hmm. So this is what happened is when we started doing this – she would tell me to stop, and then we would just make out, or she would do stuff to me, okay? Mm-hmm. And then when the feeling went away with her, I would go right back down again. Mm-hmm. We did this like 7 times, mm-hmm. and then finally she was like, finish it, okay? Mm-hmm. And then she came for at least 3 minutes straight to the point where I thought I killed her because she was like convulsing almost –
That sounds like it would kill people.
No, it, so I saw her eyes roll back, but not like in the sexual way. Like, like I thought she fucking dead. I thought she was fucking dead. And then afterwards, she like, I couldn't even like console her. I couldn't touch her because she's like, Josh, she's like, you gotta leave the room. She's like, mm-hmm. I cannot move right now. Like, I'm paralyzed. I'm like, what? I mean, she was exaggerating, but mm-hmm. the thing is that it's possible if the guy and the girl are compatible physically and also they communicate.
I'm not doubting that it's possible. I'm saying that I think it's very rare for two people to get something like that down. Not only that, but you also have people – like, have you seen the shows where people climax without wanting to, like just in everyday situations?
What?
Yeah, you haven't seen that? Like, they'll just have compulsive orgasms throughout the day over and over.
That's not possible.
It is. It's an actual condition. Yes. It is, and I know it has
okay,
a term.
Okay, so well, wait. While you look that up, what I'm saying is that a girl does not care about sex as much as a guy does, but a girl cares more about orgasming than a guy does.
That okay. This is like another podcast. No, because Josh, girls care a lot about sex.
I'm not saying they don't. I've said as much.
No, they do.
Girls don't orgasm as much as guys do.
Oh, orgasm. You're talking about orgasm.
Yeah, so girls care about orgasm so much more than a guy does.
Don't fucking care.
I could come wherever. I could just go come around the corner when she comes.
Here's the thing that I've always told women is learn your body and learn what makes you feel good. Because if you're in a situation where a guy doesn't know what to do or a guy doesn't care if
you
orgasm, no, just know how to maneuver around a man to make yourself orgasm. Yeah.
It's the guys. It should be the guy's responsibility.
I agree, but guys are don't know.
That's why you communicate.
I agree with you, Josh. I am saying in general, I think that's why a lot of women can't reach an orgasm because they expect the man to take care of them and to care for them.
No,
right?
it's not as attractive
needs.
If you have to tell them.
Right. They don't want to be like, okay, so step one, you do this. Step two, you know what I mean?
No, but
it's like, but that's why I say it, like as a woman, it's also very important that you know your body well.
What if he asks?
What do you mean?
So when I first started going downtown, I didn't know what I was doing, right? Uh-huh. So when I would do something, they react a certain way. I was like, afterwards, I'd be like, mm-hmm. what did I do? Mm-hmm. And they would tell me. And I basically had like this mental scrapbook. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I started dating a nurse. And that's when things went to a whole nother level because she knew everything. Because mm-hmm. obviously she's a nurse. So she not only knows like just her own needs, she just knows the human anatomy in general.
Right.
After her, I've been on a roll because of what she taught me. Mm-hmm. But I asked her. So is it different, you not telling, but the guy asking?
No, I agree. Communication is the number one thing, absolutely, and every woman's different. So it doesn't matter if someone is a nurse or someone specializes in certain areas. It's like every woman is different, but you can agree on certain things.
Well, she taught me really what the G-spot was. So that's somewhat anatomical. Like you really do need like some people just know where it is or where it may be, but they don't know what it actually does. Mm-hmm. And that's what she taught me. She actually educated me on what it does. And then when we hooked up the next time, it was like a focus for me to do that. And then when I did it to her, she was like, you did that perfect. And I've been doing that ever since. And here's the weird thing. It works on like half.
Yeah, it doesn't work on everyone.
Yeah, so I was like – I was kind of thrown off. I thought I found like the magic – I thought I unlocked a whole new world of like a whole new world of awesomeness. And it apparently only works half the time because I did the same thing to other girls. And some are like, And then some are like, And I'm like, shit, I thought this was everything. So your bodies are just more complicated. Like ours is
they
easy.
They are very complicated.
It's right there.
Yeah. And
either the
like,
dick or the
assume.
Perineum. Either one. Play with either one.
Or just bathe in the sun, bath in the sun.
So yeah, I don't know. So the thing is, I've only experienced it with that girl, but obviously I've never been closer with anyone else than her. Like me and her really did a lot of different stuff. But I mean, she had at least a 3-minute orgasm, and just to get back to the point of this is that, I mean, she was exhausted. I mean, she was like, you'd think she just got done with like a boxing fight.
No, it's exhausting.
So what I'm saying, is a woman doesn't want to go through an hour just fucking without coming. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's what you were fighting against. You were saying,
no,
like,
I thought you meant like women don't enjoy sex as much as men. I thought that's what you're.
No, if anything, women like, enjoy it more. Who's the ones moaning? We don't moan.
That's what's signifying.
Come on,
we like it more.
I think it means it's more pleasurable for you.
You also realize women do it to make it better for the guys.
No, they do that because we're just.
Because
men.
Everyone is just absolutely just, incredible just, in bed.
Cocks from thunder and
no, we just know that you need the full sensory experience. Yeah,
is this true?
Yeah,
you don't have to make a noise and it's fine.
No, oh, I'm saying like
it's kind of relieving to just make the noise. You're just doing whatever. You're
oh,
being
it is,
free,
but like also at the same time, it's a bit of a performance, is it not?
Really?
Yeah,
I thought this was a reaction to the act.
Oh no, it's
because I mean, let's be honest. I mean,
act.
Physically,
but I'm saying sometimes it could not be the best performance on the man's side.
So you still do it just to
it,
speed
yeah,
things
it
up?
Triggers something in your mind that yes, it does. Would you okay if you had sex with a girl and it was completely silent? Would you not be thrown off? Would you be confused? You'd be like, shit, what am I doing wrong? Oh God, like she's. Totally silent. Like, imagine, let's have a moment of silence.
They're usually
God.
Not awake,
no,
but
John.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, let's have a moment of silence after that horrible
and
fucking
there goes
Josh.
My day in life, and
okay,
now it really is
now
dead.
Now let's have a moment
that's
of silence.
A joke.
No,
that's
no, no,
a joke.
No, pause. Let's pause.
Turn around. Okay, sorry.
You
I was
pause like, for enough time, but isn't that weird? That would be weird.
No,
okay, tell me.
I'm
tell
just.
Me. It would be totally
physically. The,
if I'm
physically, the act is
way.
Different, though. It's actually you're actually having something put inside of you.
Josh,
it's a different
Josh,
feeling.
Listen, Linda. It's, let's put it this way: if I'm at home fucking myself alone, I am not going to moan the same. I'm not. I don't need to. Okay, but if I'm going to have sex with somebody. I'm not going to just stay silent. Like, I don't need to, like, sit at home and, like, moan, okay? Like, if I'm by myself. Like, honestly, I don't. But if I'm with somebody, I would feel weird if I didn't. And then also, the guy would probably freak out and be like, is she okay? Do you not agree with that? It would be weird.
No, I just thought this was
a
normal
thing.
I thought it was a normal thing.
It's a really sure. Like, if you're going to the gym and you're sweating and you're fucking on the treadmill, you're going to let out some moans, right? Like, sometimes people fucking take this way too.
Well, that's when they're lifting weights. Yeah, I know.
I'm like, shut up. You're just like, you know, or like.
For the record, I'm not raping Mary. She's just doing an impersonation of someone at the gym.
No, but like when they lift weights or they lift something heavy and like sometimes they're like super fucking obnoxious about it.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
There's the extra performers out in the gym.
It's true.
Where they're
yeah.
grunting and like, I get it. Like you're
see, personally,
heavily,
so
like,
I used to do CrossFit and half the gym would do it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was annoying. And I would personally make sure not to grunt while lifting. But then someone told me to try it, and it actually kind of does help you lift more.
I've done some, like, weird dawn yoga classes and, like, some other stuff, like, where you had to hit yourself on your intestines and, like, all around your stomach area to, like, release toxins. And those classes can get really fucking uncomfortable sometimes, especially, like, the end where people are just, like, releasing everything and all the tension, because it just sounds like I'm surrounded by a bunch of people moaning, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like,
did you ever see that thing with the...
I feel like I'm having an orgy, like, and it's sweaty and it's hot, and then all you hear is like, ugh. Like, and I'm just like,
so,
stop.
The funniest thing is that person dressed like the Grinch and was doing at the yoga thing. Have you seen this?
No.
So it's someone dressed like the Grinch, and the Grinch is in a yoga class, and it's a real yoga class. The person just dressed like the Grinch, and the yoga teacher's like, now let loose everything. And the person and the Grinch guy goes, and everyone's like, "Are you okay?" And then sorry, just reminded me of that. But
that's what it
can I flip this on you?
Go
then?
Go ahead.
So let's see. We were hooking up.
Yeah.
And I was loud.
Okay.
Would you say something?
No. Okay. So here's the thing. It depends on what you say as loud. But sometimes I feel
I'm
like
making
men
like,
feel
like
they
moaning
have to be
noises.
Super, no, I don't think there's anything wrong
for
with
the
that.
Guy.
There's nothing wrong with a guy to be vocal during sex. And I think guys, I know that's, I see your eyes. And that's why this is a big discussion in the woman community. Because.
That we don't make noises during sex.
Well, sometimes it's.
Other than we talk dirty or say
it's
something.
Like, super like it kind of seems like it's completely like sometimes one-sided. You know, it's not one-sided. The guy fucking always comes, okay? But like,
Moni, like, we're talking about strictly noises,
just like particular noises. Yeah, like obviously it would kind of freak me out if like a guy is like insanely loud and he's like, oh fuck.
Okay,
yeah!
Okay, let's be normal here for a second. Let's say the guy was doing, let's say you're on top and the guy's making noise like, oh, 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 like that. The guy sounded like that. Let's see, it won't turn you on. I see that look in your face. I see that look in your face. See, that shit will not turn you on.
No, because Josh, I'm trying to take away from the situation that it's you.
Sorry, I did just kind of give you my O face. Sorry.
So I had to like get in the mental framework for this. No, I've had some guys that are more vocal than other guys.
Moaning
guys
like that.
I wouldn't say it was exactly like what you just did, but it like no, there was no, like nothing wrong with it. Like, but there's everyone's turned on by different things, so I'm not going to speak on behalf of
we're talking
everybody.
Strictly noises. I think while sex happens, I think noises actually turn people on a different.
Yeah, it's a different.
It's auditory, right? You're getting all the senses.
You're getting all the senses, exactly. So that's one aspect.
Hopefully
of it.
Not smell.
Yeah, even though some people are into that.
That's true.
So that's why I said you can't account for everyone. You can't speak on everyone's behalf. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think there's like the stigma between guys where they're just like, oh, we can't make any noise. We just have to remain
silent. I think it's a sign of submission, and we don't want to show that.
Right. I guess it depends on the dynamic you have with that person. But I think the biggest takeaway from this is like, don't assume no matter what, and don't assume just because whatever you did with one person is going to work with the next person. Because one thing that I noticed with guys is like, let's throw choking into the mix. Okay, so this seems to be like a go-to move for a lot of people, and I hear it across the board for women, and it's almost like when they don't know what to do, they're like, well, I guess I'll choke you. It's like, but that's.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know to what degree. Like, am I just barely doing that? Or am I fucking strangling you?
There's been times where it's felt like strangle, and I'm just like, no, like, don't do that, you know? And that's the thing.
But then a lot of girls say they like that, so they're confused.
Right. And
but the
like,
thing is, you should get to know the person.
Girls are the same. Right?
No, no.
And just like,
I don't get that, but I think that's just become a thing.
Yeah.
That people just say it, and then I don't know if it's really a thing.
I think most people get their sex education from porn, and it's like, here's the thing. There's nothing
I don't
wrong.
See strangling in porn. I mean, I actually haven't watched porn in a really long time, so.
Choking and stuff? Yeah, that's like people.
Like pulling hair, yeah, but not choking.
Yes, choking is definitely trending. Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of men learn.
I'm gonna go in RedTube right now. What's it called? What's the porn site now?
Pornhub. It's
Pornhub.
Been Pornhub.
It used to be Red. See, look how long I have. Yeah. I don't watch porn.
No, it doesn't matter. Pornhub is like everywhere. Like,
why do I need porn when I got Instagram?
I was like, I love Pornhub's marketing. Like, have you seen some of their marketing stuff? Like, they've
done,
God. Save the Planet.
The best thing was when they tried to buy where the Miami Heat basketball team play.
I heard that one.
So,
they've done so many stuff.
No, it wasn't them.
That's why they're
it was
always,
Bang
like,
Brothers. Bang Brothers tried to buy the arena because, you know, there's every arena has a name, like T-Mobile Arena here.
Yeah.
T-Mobile paid money to sponsor it.
Yeah.
Delta, it was called the Delta Center, I think, for the Miami Heat.
Uh-huh.
The sponsorship ran out, so they were shopping out different companies. Bang Brothers wanted to buy it and call it Bang Brothers Center, BBC.
Oh, gosh.
And this, like, they were going to pay like three times as much as any other company.
Mm-hmm.
So the Miami Heat were like, oh my God, we can't have families in here in the Bang Brothers Arena, Bang Brothers Center.
Well,
but the whole joke was that Bang Brothers was going to call it the BBC, and we all know what BBC stands for.
Big Black Cock.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So, like, it was really funny. This really happened, by the way, just so you know. But yeah, it's just, oh my God.
Josh, you know what? I'm going to conclude with, we're really bad at finishing here at Easy to Swallow. We were supposed to finish this episode
clean.
And And here we are still talking. So,
well, it's going to be a two-part episode then. I think people will like that.
You want a two-parter, guys? All right. Well.
We'll get them on both sides.
Okay. Front and back.
No BBC there.
All right. So is this how we're ending?
Did we finish our conversation?
Did we finish? Are we finished?
Did we finish each other?
Are we finishing? Are we
together?
Is this it?
Is this how we communicate? Is this how we're supposed
to? I don't know. I'm asking you, Josh.
Is this how you communicate during sex? Like, is it happening? Right now, is it happening?
Hey, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, are we finished? Are we done here? Is it time to clean up? Is it time for me to get the towel?
I have already cleaned up, and I had a wet nap, so I made sure it was really clean.
Okay. We sanitized the whole place?
Yeah. Bleach. I injected bleach.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for coming inside of us.
Oh, my God. We are really bad closers for our show. We need to learn how to actually end an episode, like, naturally.
This was natural? This was not natural?
We went from BBCs to coming inside each other.
No, the audience.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
The audience came inside of us to listen to us.
They did. Let them in, though.
We let them in. It was consensual.
It was like perineum sunning, and they were the sun.
You gave us vitamin D. Thank you, everyone. We love you.
That was a double meaning.
Namaste, I know.
The D stands for dick.
We don't edit our shows. It's great.
We had to edit
this
that
is
one.
It's like improv for hours. Hours and hours of improv.
It's 2 hours now.
I'm really enjoying how brilliant we are. Okay, we got to stop.
And we haven't even done this in 2 months. We've had two months off, Mary. We just had 2 hours straight free ball.
Well, your personality doesn't go away, okay?
You apparently will if I do shrooms. Please.
Maybe.
You just pissed off the whole psychedelic community.
I'm sorry, psychedelic community.
There goes Australia.
We need a shroomerator. We're still looking for
one. If you're a shroominator or have any shrooming advice or what foods, what types of cheese or
foods? Are you a dog? Wet foods.
Foods.
Okay.
Let us know. We're glad to be back. It was a nice little break, but we're glad to be back, and we're going to keep filling you with our content periodically from here on.
Periodically. And Josh has left the building. All right, guys. Thank you so much for swallowing our content. Goodbye.
Toodaloo.